Ron Kovic.
Thank you very much. It's great to be with all of you here in Denver, Colorado, making history. Thank you for coming today. We came a couple of days ago because our country was at a crossroads, because we sensed within our hearts that this was a crucial turning point in American history. 40 years ago, on January 20th, 1968, in the Demilitarized Zone, as a United States Marine, on my second tour of duty, I was shot through the right foot. The bullet entered the front of my foot and it blew out my right heel. I went down into a prone position, continued to try to return fire, and just as I was beginning to get up, I took a round of bullet through my right shoulder. It went through my right shoulder, collapsed my right lung, hit my spine, and paralyzed me from the mid-chest down. This is my 40th year in a wheelchair. I'm lucky to be alive after all those years. It was 36 years ago at the Republican Convention in Miami that I marched with Vietnam Veterans Against the War. Yesterday, and let me add, it was in 1976 in Madison Square Garden when I had the honor of addressing the Democratic National Convention. On the last night of that convention, after struggling in the streets, after being arrested many times for protesting that illegal and immoral war in Vietnam, I had the privilege of speaking from the podium of the Democratic Convention in 1976 and seconding the nomination of a draft resister, Fritz Ebor, for the Vice President of the United States. That was a great night. But last night and yesterday will always remain within my mind, within my memory in the days and weeks and months and years to come as I look back upon this historic convention in Denver. We had been struggling all week. We had a march on Sunday. There were threats in the air. We knew we were coming into what amounted to be an armed camp, heavy surveillance, illegal wiretapping. We wondered if we had a country. We wondered if we had a First Amendment. We wondered what happened to the Constitution of the United States that I gave three-quarters of my body on behalf of, and other young men of my generation. We wondered if we would even be able to speak. I thought, before I left Los Angeles, whether or not I'd be sitting in a jail cell again in this wheelchair. And the question became, will we have a democracy or a dictatorship? Will we have a police state, an armed camp, post 9/11, or will we have an America where we can still speak freely, assemble freely? That's with those thoughts in my mind, I came to Denver. And we marched on Sunday, and they told us we couldn't go to the Pepsi Center. Yet we went on, and we went to the Pepsi Center. They told us all week. I'll wrap this up, but I just want to say, there was this chill in the air. And that chill has been in the air in the Soviet Union, in Beijing, all over the world. People, we're all human beings. We all have the same heartbeats. We're all together in this. It's not just America and American citizens. We're citizens of the world, too. We have to remember that. We have to keep that in mind in the days ahead. We're proud to be Americans, but we're also citizens of this world that we love as well. And there was this chill in the air. There was this fear. And people said, oh, well, gee, there weren't as many people that came out for the demonstrations. People were afraid. People were afraid the way they were afraid to perhaps assemble during the Olympics in Tiananmen Square. In this country that we love, our country, People were afraid. What will happen to me? Dr. King said that once. What will happen to me? And then Dr. King said, what will happen to me if I cross over that line? What will happen to me if I make that difficult decision, if I fly to this place? People didn't want to come. People didn't want to go to the streets. This is our God-given right. This is our constitutional right. Dr. King said, what will happen if I don't come? How many more young men? How many more Thomas Youngs and Ron Kovic will come home paralyzed in wheelchairs? How many more mothers will get that knock on the door that their son has died in a senseless war in Iraq? We are better than this. We can do better than this. So we came to the city, and we faced that fear, and we faced those threats, and we faced that intimidation because we love our country, because we know this democracy is one of the greatest democracies in the world, and because we want to keep it that way, and because I sacrificed, and Thomas Young sacrificed, and we're not going to give this country up. We love this country with all of our hearts, and we sense this democracy is under threat right now, and we sense that we're heading in the wrong direction, and then young men and women are dying, and people are dying on both sides because of decisions made in Washington, D.C. by this administration that are wrong, that are immoral, that are hurting our country, that are creating more terrorists, not less, that are making us less unsafe, not more safe. So we came to Denver, and what I want to leave you with today is, all of you, we must overcome these fears. We all feel them. We all feel them ever since September 11th and the decisions that this administration in Washington has made. They have caused us to feel afraid, to speak our minds, to express ourselves, to do what we as Americans have every right to do. We must never be silenced. Remember what Dr. King said on April 4th, 1967, at the Riverside Church in New York, a year before he was to be assassinated at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis. Among many things in his infamous Beyond Vietnam speech, Dr. King said one thing that I never forgot, that I've repeated many times in speeches over the last 5 or 6 years of this difficult and dark time in our country. Dr. King said, a time comes when silence is betrayal. So we must not be silent. Find that courage within your heart. Don't be afraid. Remember what country you live in. Remember our history. And speak your minds. Say what you feel in your hearts. Question authority if you feel we're headed in the wrong direction. And make this democracy live again. Make this country a country we can all be proud of. Thank you so very much. I love all of you.
I love you.
I love you, my brother. Thank you.
Ron Kovic!
Sky, you ready?
Let's give it up for Ron Kovic!